At a campaign rally at Cimino's gun shop in Merrill, Mark Green was greeted by dozens of sportsmen in camouflage suits. With a wall of rifles and shotguns behind him, the Republican candidate for governor took aim at the League of Conservation Voters.
They're what I call dot-com environmentalists. They aren't out there with the sportsmen rolling up their sleeves working to preserve our hunting and fishing rights. They aren't out there on the trails reinvesting in the trails. What they do is raise lots of money by distorting records. And if you take a look at who they endorse, they're one of the most partisan organizations in Washington. That's why they're considered to be so ineffective.
Green's message resonated with his supporters. Buster Bockhuber is a local director of the National Rifle Association.
They call themselves environmentalists, but they're really not, because they've never peed in the woods.
But if Mark Green's comments were a hit at the rally, they were less enthusiastically received by Stan Grzynski, a League of Conservation Voters board member. The League has endorsed Green's opponent, incumbent Governor Jim Doyle.
Well, Mark Green was looking for but did not get the endorsement of the League of Conservation Voters because he's got an abysmal voting record on issues that people who care about hunting and fishing and conservation and the preservation of resources would care about.
Grzynski denied that the League is partisan, noting that it endorses Republican candidates who support its positions. But for the sportsman at Cimino's gun shop, the League of Conservation Voters is less important than the National Rifle Association. Fishing guide Joe Booker, who endorsed Green, noted that the NRA has given Jim Doyle an F, and Booker thinks Wisconsin's hunters could make the difference in the election.
If those sportsmen, that 1.4 million, get out to the polls and vote the sportsman's vote, he's the next governor. The sportsman's vote alone will elect Mark the governor of the state.
You better win now.
You gotta win.
On this issue in the governor's race, it may depend on who voters think is the real conservationist. Glenn Moberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.